Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I am your host, Scotty Wise. You get two shows for the price of one, even though our price is free. This week for the interview section, we are going to be joined by Maryland Black Bears head coach and general manager Clint Millimuck. And what a weekend he and the Black Bears did have. If you listen to the podcast, you knew what we were talking about here. Get a little more in depth about it, about what he saw out of this team, if this can be used as a jumping off point, as well as the differences he's seen from this year to last year in terms of being able to build the team and also the makeup and chemistry of the team as well. Plus, he gives me a little preview into what to expect as I go home here in a couple weeks to go see the Black Bears play live and in person. So it's going to be quite a fun interview. It's not going to be. It was. I enjoyed it very much. Clint's always a good man to have on here. A second-time guest as well, him and Logan Kahns in the two-timer group. That's a bad name for a group. I really should rethink that. We'll cut it in post. Don't worry. In any case, we had a good discussion about just the team, about the season, everything involved with this team. So we will go to that in a second. But before we do that, Wilkes-Barre Scranton is in town this week at the Den, and you should go get your tickets. Not only should you get your tickets just to see this East Division matchup happen live and in person, also we got some stuff going on. Star Wars night. This weekend, on Friday night, we got ourselves a fun little thing there. It dresses your favorite Star Wars character. There's going to be events. I'm sure Bruno's going to have a lightsaber. It's going to be a great time. Bring the kids. Bring the family for that. Then on Saturday, that's right, kids, it's Carol Oakey. That's when we get Carol Channing out here and Carol O'Connor to do bits. No, that's not it. I'm being told we are not going to get those people here. It's actually, you sing your favorite Christmas carol, and you sing it out there in a karaoke-like setting. The Black Bears are going to be around. The support staff's going to be there. Top four people get a prize. Can't go wrong with that. It's in the holiday season. You get a festive spirit. It's a great time had by all. Get down to the Den this weekend. MarylandBlackBears.com, where you can get tickets at the Severn Bank Ticket Center. So there we go. That's all I have here for shilling until we get to the end of the interview. So here is my interview with Clint Millimuck. So I'm going to throw me right here. I'm going to throw to myself from an interview earlier today. We are now joined by head coach and GM of the Maryland Black Bears, Clint Millimuck. Clint, how are you doing today?
Doing great. I mean, we're not minus 22 and dropping in Maryland. So it's been great. Can't complain.
Well, lucky.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing fantastic. It's great. It's great weather and all that stuff. But I have to say, you have to be feeling pretty great, too, because you had a big weekend this past weekend in Maine, going on the road, taking all three games. This team is now 13-13 as we're dead center in the middle of the season. What have you liked from this team so far in this second season?
Well, what I like is I think we have more skill top to bottom than last year. I think the hockey IQ from a lot of these kids is maybe a bit better, a bit stronger than last year. So I think we can do a lot more. But that being said, sometimes when you get more talent, guys think they're, you know, maybe can do what they want. What I liked about this past weekend is we played with a lot of structure. I thought there was a huge amount of buy-in from top to bottom. And we got goaltending too, which is always nice. Our two young goalies both had very strong outings for us. And it's nice to have three games in 3 days and have two goalies do their job and then let our guys get going. And I thought we just stuck with the process, to be honest. We had a game plan going into the weekend, and the guys bought in and saw the results. I thought we did a good job frustrating Maine and not getting caught up when they tried being physical and then taking it to us. We weathered that storm, especially in the third game. To get back to your question, I just felt they were all in, as they say, in terms of working together and doing things as a group and not worrying about their own points. I thought it was a very egoless effort, as I like to tell guys. Take the egos out and just play together and let the chips fall where they may, and they did a great job of that, for sure.
Do you think this weekend could be a jumping-off point for even the things even bigger? Because it seemed like this was, like you said, a total team game. Everyone played their role. There was no one who was left out in the open like this. And it was a nice combination of goal scoring and defense. I mean, is this something that is a jumping-off point as we get into the second half of the season?
Well, it certainly can be. And you kind of point to those things and let them know, like, everyone was a contributor. Like, we didn't just play three lines or roll one line, you know, every other shift. We rolled four lines almost exclusively, giving guys confidence and the ability to be a difference maker. And then they all kind of did their part. And we had a lot of production from each line and, you know, our defensemen as well. I thought our defensemen were great this weekend. I've told them from day one, I think they're a very talented group. They have zero egos. They work well together. They truly enjoy when we do split practices and just keep the D together. Like, they're pushing each other. They're communicating. And I think they can all point to this weekend and say, hey, this is how we need to play. We'll all get our points. But like I tell them, the most important thing is when we all get 2 points because of the win. That's what I want them to build on and look at before this weekend against Wilkes-Barre, and just stick with the process, stick to the plan, and know that they can play with anyone in this league if they do it together and do it the right way.
Maryland Black Bears head coach and GM Clint Millimuck on the line with us right now. And coach, it seems that this season there has been a bit more of a, I guess, total team, because you had more of an off season to do so. Obviously last year in the inaugural season, kind of, you know, outside sources and stuff, trying to get yourself kind of holstered in and then trying to get a team together in such a tight time frame. Do you think this year you were able to have a better off season and better mold the team to what your vision is that you want this team to be?
Yeah, I mean, last year it was a very late start, and that being said, I mean, we almost revamped our roster. We have three returning players this year, so it's almost like starting over again. But I think just by adding some of the pieces we did, we were very selective on who we brought into our room, who we brought to Maryland, and we brought some pretty good veterans. We're still a very young team in terms of what the North American Hockey League usually sees as a overall, you know, roster in terms of average age. So we're pretty young still, but I really like the young guys we have. I like the veterans we have. I think, like anything, it takes time, not just to bring the young guys up to speed. It's like anything. Once the young guys figure out how to compete every day in junior A hockey, and once the veterans help get everyone in line and get them on the same page, then I think you start seeing results. And that's what our expectations have been when we put the team together. Was we think it's a team that, once we hit December, we think we can be a team that's going to be very hard to play against, and learning how to win too. We've given up some points that we weren't happy with, and winning as a group and learning how to win is also something that takes time. And you know, we had some tight games in Maine, and we did a good job of not panicking, just staying with it. I liked our bench a lot. I mean, the message was clear, and it was a lot of talking, not by me, but the veteran players and even the young guys, just sticking with it and being very positive, but learning from the last few months how to win. So we'll see how we do in Wilkes-Barre. That'll be a great test, and these are two obviously huge games coming up.
Especially in a tight East division as it is right now, just a single point behind, but they do have a game in hand. And talk a little about the roster. A couple key moves early, getting in Philip Jacobson, also Cameron Recchi, and also now Mikael Gonchar. Is it crucial to have these moves done early so they can adapt going forward into the season, in your mind?
Yeah, I'm not a big mover and a shaker. My track record has been pretty consistent with my rosters. I don't like getting way too many kids in and out. I try and keep it consistent. And, you know, bringing those guys in earlier is always better. I mean, it gives them time to figure out not just, you know, our systems and whatnot. It's also the move to Maryland, new billets, getting comfortable with their roommates, with the locker room. So they're good pickups, they're good additions in their own ways. And honestly, they were just things to look at. How do we upgrade our roster? And that's what you continually try and do. And it's got to make sense, though. It can't just be, oh, he's a good player. It has to be, okay, we have enough players who are the same type. Do we really need that again? So we try and pick and choose, if we do make a move, where the kid would come in. And is he fulfilling a role that we need? And more than, oh, he's a good player. So you got to keep your room tight, too. I think that's important. It gets overlooked sometimes.
Clint Millamuck, the head coach, general manager of the Maryland Black Bears, joins us right now. How much of a difference does it make to have so many Division I commits on the roster right now? Just looking at it right now, five on offense alone, and then Bryden Sinclair, the lone defenseman. But there's a lot of talent there, and there's probably a couple other guys, too, that could have commitments as well. How big is that for you, talent-wise, to bump up from what you were last year?
Well, I mean, it's not the be-all, end-all. To me, it just tells us how good of a job our assistant GM has done as well, and Jason Deskins and our scouting staff. And, you know, last year, a lot of schools looked at me and said, I got no one for you, bud. They've already got a place to play. So this year, we got a chance to revisit some of those schools and relationships we have and get some key players. And once again, not just guys, but guys that fulfill a role. And whether they're Division I or not is irrelevant, to be honest. But the fact they were Division I tells me that, you know, they've been scouted by very intelligent and good hockey minds. They've been evaluated, and they've been projected as good Division I players. And we've been given, you know, the ability to build these kids up and get them ready. And what I noticed is that they're serious about how they practice. They're serious about how they train, and they have very good hockey minds. Like, that's one thing that really, really gets overlooked is how kids think the game. And the three we have, they all bring different elements, like a bit of everything, the size, strength, hockey IQ. And the most important thing is they're good kids. So getting guys that are committed is awesome. And what it does too, Scotty, is when those schools come to watch their players, they're also going to maybe – we're going to catch the eye of them with some other kids will catch their eye as well. And then we get questions from them about other players in our team that aren't committed. So I think it's really, really nice to have. And it's always about cultivating relationships with these schools, and getting committed kids is always an added bonus for sure.
And I think that's something that's overlooked, is when they're scouting their own players, that a couple other guys pick their eye. So, yeah, I hadn't even thought of that until right now. So thank you for that, Coach. I like the insight there. Now, as we go into the second half of the season, calendar year's coming up. You got a big weekend against division rivals. What do you want to see out of this team going forward? What can they improve on? What do you want them to see? What do you want to continue what they've shown so far? Like, what is the message you're sending to them?
I think what I feel with our group to start the year was maybe pressing too much to produce and be a guy that can score goals. I think a lot of guys wanted to get on the scoreboard and just convincing them that, hey, there is a process to how you score. And if you think about it, I mean, we average over 3 goals a game, which is very good for any league. We're going to score goals. But we can't all score. So there's other things that go on in hockey. There's the play without the puck. And to be honest, when you talk to schools, one of the first questions they ask outside of their grades and their character is, how does he play without the puck positionally? Does he come back hard and back check? Does he defend strong? Does he care about it? And those are the questions I make sure we ask ourselves as a team. Do we care enough without the puck? And those are things I felt we did really well this weekend. And I think they're seeing that, hey, you just have to be good defensively if you want to score more goals too. So I think that's something we're going to keep working on. Special teams, we like to see an increase on the power play and PK. Keep continuing to work on it and improve. And I guess in the end, just a model of consistency. I want teams to know when they play us that it's we're hard out. Like, if you're going to get us out, it's not going to be easy. Every night we play, I want teams to struggle with our pace, to struggle with our speed when we get the puck moving. But I also want us to be a hard team to play against, and I want us to care defensively and It's frustrating when you play a team at this level that when you get a puck on your stick, there's two guys on you, and I want us to be that type of team.
Hey, Coach, GM of the Maryland Black Bears, Clint Millamuck, joins us right now. And, Clint, I'm going to be down there here soon. I'm going to be seeing this now firsthand rather than just on the computer screen. Talk a little about what can I expect going to the Den. It seems like a hard place to play. It seems like the community is surrounding this team and supporting this team overall. How much has the community boosted your players and getting them kind of upbeat and ready to go to play for this team?
I think it's a great place to play. I mean, I don't think I know it is. I've been in junior hockey long enough. I've been in enough rinks. It's a good sized junior A rink. It's intimate. It's loud. There's a lot of energy. Our fans are extremely supportive of our program. Our players are treated really well. In terms of the game itself, it's a fun atmosphere. Our team president, Robin Remick, and our support staff, they do an awesome job. But when you go to the game, I always hear families that come visit their kids, like, oh, it's such a fun place to play. There's always something going on. I've heard that from, you know, just the other fans from other teams that come in, like they enjoy coming to our rink. It's fan friendly. You know, we are loud, but they're very supportive. And it's just a great area. The players love it here. I mean, as a player, we can't beat it. There's a lot of nice markets in our league, and I think we're right there at the top, to be honest. And in terms of fan support, we travel well too. I always get those comments. You guys seem to bring fans anywhere you go, and that's a testament to the people we have that support our team. And we love it. There's not much more to say except we appreciate our fan base and we appreciate the support we get on and off the ice.
And they finally got the second rink built. So that's really what I'm looking forward to. It's been like 15 years since they thought that idea, and it's finally done. So I'm glad that the Black Bears have had a nice little push to get a second rink up and going to support everyone with the Black Bears and Team Maryland and everyone around.
It's huge for the area. I mean, it's there's always something going on. Our players love it too because we get to utilize two sheets of ice if no one's on the second sheet. Sometimes guys can go on early and work on things. So as the program, hockey-wise, it's a huge advantage that we do utilize for sure. But it's always nice to have two sheets.
Coach, thank you very much for taking some time out and joining me. Best of luck this weekend, and happy holidays to you and yours. And I'll see you real soon, sir.
You too, Scotty. See you back in Maryland. Take care.
Thanks to head coach and general manager Clint Millamuck for joining us for some insightful thoughts about this weekend and about the season overall moving forward, about the whole Division One and the players that are there and the dynamic that happens behind that. So a very good look into the inner workings of things. So we thank Clint for coming on. Thank Colin McCarthy for getting this all together. As per usual, he said he does not have an Ewok suit for Johnny P. So you will just have Johnny P in regular gear on Friday taking pictures, which you can find at facebook.com/FOHS Radio on Saturday and Sunday for the weekend's games. So, Star Wars night Friday night, and then karaoke holiday sing-along on Saturday night. Don't you dare miss it at the Den at Piney Orchard. You guys should get there. It's going to be, the last games before the holiday break. So you can get in there, get your last 2019 look before we get that 2020 vision ahead into the new year. So that's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction. Almost said another company I used to work for, and it's powered by Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a great week ahead, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Play that Clutching Crab Hockey. Peace.